another winter blast. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Blizzard warnings up again in the higher elevations in Nevada.
Heavy snow continues to pound California's mountains. Interstate 80, which runs from Sacramento to Reno, has been shut down, and numerous other roads are also closed at this time. Snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour are expected for the Sierra Nevada and Southern California ranges through Wednesday.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. This is parts of the Northeast, including Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts, had heavy snow in some areas for the first time this winter. EPA Administrator Michael Regan was back in East Palestine, Ohio today, giving residents an update on the cleanup efforts after the train derailment earlier this month.
What we are doing is working on an alert system so that Norfolk Southern can be held accountable. And as this material is moving, the appropriate authorities have the appropriate information so that the communities are not alarmed and that communities know that their safety has been taken very, very seriously.
The EPA says water and air are safe. The residents say they are suffering from various ailments after the chemical burn that was conducted after the derailment. The Supreme Court now hearing arguments on President Biden's plan for student loan forgiveness.
Several of the justices had questions about whether these are the right plaintiffs, they can show harm, and they can bring the case. Now, if it gets to the merits, I think it's going to be a much tougher haul for this administration to uphold what the president has proposed doing. Chief Justice Roberts was one who brought up a scenario. He said, what about two kids who graduate high school? One of them goes to college, takes out a loan for that. The other wants to start a lawn business, takes out a loan for that. Then the college guy has a chance at his loan getting wiped away, but the small business owner doesn't.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the U.S. Supreme Court. The state has rested its case against Alec Murdaugh, the former South Carolina lawyer accused of killing his wife and one of his sons. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas authorities say a Chinese criminal gang in New York has been stealing driver's licenses from lookalikes of illegal migrants.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says at least 3,000 Asian Americans have had their identities stolen from a Texas driver database by a Chinese criminal gang in New York, hoping to help illegal migrants pass off as U.S. citizens. The group allegedly pulled public information from the dark web and then ordered duplicate driver's licenses through the state's website. The Texas Tribune says the scheme came to light when a vendor who handles payments notified the DPS to an increase in customers challenging credit card charges. Though law enforcement learned of the scam 2 months ago, the head of Texas DPS says victims will receive a letter this week. Giangelosi, Fox News.
President Biden has chosen Julie Hsu as the next labor secretary. Hsu is a civil rights attorney and a former head of California's Labor Department. There's an investigation into why hundreds of girls in Iran are getting sick at school.
Rattled nerves from suspected schoolgirl poisoning attacks. Hundreds of young girls at different schools over the past 3 months, overpowered by what are believed to be noxious fumes, wafting into their classrooms, with some ending up in the hospital. Officials first dismissed the incidents, but now describe them as intentional acts involving some 30 schools, with some fearing the girls could be poisoned apparently just for seeking an education. The first case emerged late November in a city about 80 miles southeast of Iran's capital. Authorities have not named any suspects. CJ Papa, Fox News.
With more lunar missions than ever on the horizon, the European Space Agency wants to give the moon its own time zone. The idea came up during a meeting in the Netherlands late last year. For now, a moon mission runs on the time of the country that is operating the spacecraft. European space officials say an internationally accepted lunar time zone would make it easier for everyone, especially astronauts. I'm Lisa Lissandra. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.